Here's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A helicopter crash in upstate New York Wednesday took the lives of three National Guardsmen. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and your prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. Senate Finance Committee scheduled a meeting for Friday to consider the nomination of Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary, according to a congressional source. If this does come to pass, the possibility that she could be confirmed by the full Senate late Friday is a strong possibility. This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi. Leader Schumer. Leader McConnell. Vice President Pence. My distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope. Of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. At 11:07, it's 39 degrees, partly sunny, and the forecast for today is up to a high of 42. With low winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, or low around 27. For Friday, a partly sunny high near 40, although there's some scattered flurries in the forecast for after 2 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday are going to be sunny with a high of 31 and 34, but blustery with a northwest wind.
Bye.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, the music does not seem to be playing today. So good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, the Deputy Director of the Hunterdon County Library, and I will be here every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. at HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in downtown Flemington. Every Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, I will be here to catch you up on all the latest goings on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews and author interviews. This morning I was planning on opening with A Trip to the Library, which is a song that I heard yesterday. It's from the musical She Loves Me, written by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick. And Jane Krakowski was singing the part of Alona. I heard this yesterday, and then down the rabbit hole I went. One of the lovely things about being in a library. So I'll tell you what I found out about it, and after the show, please Google it and listen to it, because it's a delightful song. As She Loves Me is a musical with a book written by Joe Masteroff, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick, and the music by Jerry Bock. The musical is a third adaptation of the 1937 play Perfumery by Hungarian playwright Miklós László, and it follows following the 1940 James Stewart, Margaret Sullivan film, The Shop Around the Corner, which was not a musical. And then in 1949, Judy Garland and Van Johnson, there was a musical version in The Good Old Summertime, and it's set in an old-time music store. So if you haven't seen it, it's very delightful, and it lends itself to a musical very well. It resurfaced in 1998 as the Tom Hanks Meg Ryan feature, You've Got Mail. And essentially the plot revolves around a Budapest shop and the employees, Georg Nowick and Amalia Balish, who, despite being constantly at odds with each other at work, are unaware that each is the other's secret pen pal, meaning through Lonely Hearts ads. In 1963, this musical, She Loves Me, premiered on Broadway and subsequently had productions at the West End and award-winning revivals on each side of the Atlantic in the 1990s, as well as regional productions. She Loves Me was revived again on Broadway in 2016, and it became the first production, the first Broadway show ever to be live streamed. And of course, Jane Krakowski is best known for her starring role as Jenna Maroney in the NBC satirical comedy 30 Rock. She received 4 Primetime Emmy Award nominations for Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series. She was also in Ally McBeal, Jacqueline White, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. But this is the part I found kind of interesting. She made her feature film debut as Cousin Vicky in the road comedy National Lampoon's Vacation. And if anybody remembers seeing it, you remember Cousin Vicky with her hand in the Kool-Aid jug stirring it and then pulling it out. And then pouring everyone glasses of Kool-Aid. She was also in Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas, Ice Age, Alfie in the remake in 2004, Open Season Pixels, and The Willoughbys, which was just released this year, and it's based on a book by Lois Lowry. And then there's a sequel, The Return of the Willoughbys, which came out the end of last year. And again, that's a kind of a biting drama of a family. It's a juvenile fiction book, good for the teen crowd, but a preteen crowd, but it's also really good to read aloud with your family or to listen to it on audiobook on a car trip or something. So Krakowski regularly performs on stage, winning Tony Awards for Best Feature Actress in a Musical for her Broadway revival of Nine, as well as receiving Tony Award nominations for Grand Hotel and She Loves Me. She received the Laurence Olivier Award for Best Actress in a Musical in her performance in the West End revival of Guys and Dolls. So definitely, Google She Loves Me after the show, and I'm going to try to find out in the meantime why my music didn't play. And to quote that song, how do we keep the music playing? So again, this is At Your Library, formerly The Library Show. My co-host Jim Thatch is off in greener pastures in Vermont. And he's definitely missed. But we're going to give this a try anyway without him. So it's really nice to be in this brand new studio. I did not stream last week, but this week you can see the studio, which is brand new, the renovated building kind of behind the large building right on Main Street. So it's very nice, very bright and sunny, and here we are. So the big news at the Hunterdon County Library is still Maine. We are part of the Morris Automated Information Network, though I hear tell that there might be a name change coming up. There are now there are 48 libraries in the system. You can access over 3 million items from Morris, Somerset, Warren, and Hunterdon County. The Hackettstown Library is the Warren County Library that's part of Maine. In Somerset County, the Bernards Township Library, which is in Basking Ridge proper, and the Bernardsville Library in Bernardsville Borough are the Somerset County Libraries. And then the majority of the libraries are in Morris County. Let's see. Booton, Butler, Chatham Borough, Chatham Townships, Chester, Denville, Dover, East Hanover. Well, you get the idea. I'm not going to read down the whole list because it is exhaustive. The Morris County Library, Morris Town, and Morris Township Libraries. And so what I will begin to do is feature one of the libraries each week just to tell you what you might expect if you visit the libraries. And I can't see the clock. So today, let's talk a little bit about the Bernards Township Library. It is open right now for express services only, so you have to reserve your spot to go there. Browsing will be by appointment only. 45 minutes appointments will be available every hour on the hour. You can book it if you'd like the same day appointment. Please call the library. The teen space is now open. Please book a library use upstairs appointment to use the teen space. The teen librarian is available Monday through Thursdays, 2 to 5. Computer use is available by special appointment only for a maximum of 45 minutes. If you plan to visit the children's area upstairs, you do not need two separate appointments. Visits are limited one a day, and if you want to print something, fill out the printing form, and they will get it for you curbside. They have a lot of virtual programming going on. If you go to their website, bernardslibrary.org, or just go through mainlib.org, and you can click on their virtual programming calendar. Today is Thursday. They've had baby time story time, and this afternoon at 4 o'clock, they have virtual events for space and astronomy for grades 2, 3, and 4. Definitely check out these websites. There are so many resources, and there are a lot of digital resources available also. At mainlib.org, if you click on digital content, you will see Press Reader, which is a magazine collection, Tumble Books, animated talking picture books, which are always available for the younger set, Rosetta Stone, Heritage Quest for genealogy, and Consumer Reports. But you can also select virtual programs, and it takes you to a page that lists all the libraries. And then there is a link on them, including the Hunterdon County Library. to either their calendar of events or YouTube so that you can see all the virtual events that are available to you. And there are a lot of, there's a wide variety of virtual events at libraries, through, not just in New Jersey and the main system in Hunterdon County Library, but throughout the U.S. And most of these are available to anyone, regardless of where they live. During the quarantine earlier this spring, I got to see a lot of really great programs, really great authors. So definitely check them out. Okay, and I'm going to go to our first commercial break right now. I will be right back with more of The Library Show on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HuntertonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good morning and welcome back to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and this is Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. So I was just before the break, I was talking about all the virtual programming that's available at libraries, and the Hunterdon County Library is no exception. If you go to our website, hclibrary.us, you'll see a host of programs right on the front page of all the different virtual programs we have available. Starting with the virtual amateur photography show, February 23rd to March 30th. Students aged 12 to 18 and adults are invited to submit their best photo for the digital gallery by Thursday, February 18th. There will be awards in 10 different categories, with rosettes for first and second place, and a cash award for first place. People's Public's Choice Award will be awarded after the show has been live, and it will be judged by library patrons. There's a link to download the form and a subject release. And all photos, of course, are subject to It's one digital photo. Photos that include identifiable individuals must be accompanied by a photo subject release form. Social distancing guidelines, please, when you take them. Submitted photos should be suitable for viewing of all ages. The library has the final decision on content and the arrangement of the exhibit. And then there's a form to fill out, and then there's a nominal fee, adults $5, students $3, and that goes to the awards. There is also on Yep, that should have come off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Singer-guitarist Michael Long will be performing live. And you click here and you go to our calendar of events in order to register. It's a virtual concert. And a link will be sent to you once you perform. Once you sign up. Michael's repertoire includes Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Billy Joel, The Beatles, Johnny Cash, Dave Matthews, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, and many, many more. He has been taught by some of the most prolific guitarists on the East Coast. So definitely sign up for that. Next Wednesday at 7 p.m., the Native Plant Society of New Jersey's Wonderful Wednesday webinars returns to discuss simple keys and field guides so that you can learn to identify bark, buds, and the shape of many local trees and woody plants. Wednesday, February 3rd, Jeff Kampf will use art and music to explore the history of ancient China, which I think sounds like a really fascinating program. And then on Wednesday, February 10th at 3 p.m., there'll be a Zoom discussion with Kensington authors Ellery Adams, Lynn Cahoon, and Alyssa Maxwell. We also have Jan Goodman back, the community outreach specialist for the Greater Raritan One-Stop Training Center. She will hold a 90-minute virtual resume workshop creating a dynamic job portfolio. And that's on February 16th at 10 a.m. And then February 17th at 2 p.m., Fred Miller returns. His lecture and song is a perennial favorite. We used to have a monthly concert at the headquarters and one at the North County Branch Library on Wednesdays and Thursday afternoons. He is going through the decades right now with his musical and anecdotal overview. And the following year's in the years following the Beatles' arrival is the subject of February 17th, 1965 to 1988. And you can also click here and watch some of his pre-recorded concerts on Crowdcast. And all the links are you'll get when you register for the programs. Or you can click on the Fred Flyer and it'll take you right to Crowdcast. And all of these platforms are pretty easy to use. If you click on one of Fred's links, you just click Watch Replay. And you can watch Fred do Happy Days Are Here Again, 1920 to 1929. So that's a really great way. If you can't make it at the live concert, now you can see it later. There was a two-author talk, Twice the Fun, historical fiction writers Deborah Mae McLeod and Denise Hines, and there's a 45-minute recorded talk, and the link is on the homepage to that as well. On the right of the homepage, there is the events calendar. I'm going to skip over Canopy for a minute because I'm going to talk about that in a minute. 100 and Happenings, sign up for the newsletter. Definitely click on that. It comes out 3 times a week, and it tells you everything that's coming up this week. So you don't have to remember everything. It'll come right to your inbox, and there'll be links in that to see. So you can just click through and sign up for what you want. You can follow us on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel now. Novelist Plus, if you're looking for something new to read. You just click on that, and you can put in, I loved Where the Crawdads Sing. What else should I read? And those, actually, those recommendations are also available through the catalog. You would just type in Where the Crawdads Sing. Go to the catalog. Find your book. And find the record of your book. Open it up. And below, find a copy. You scroll all the way down. There's reviews from Booklist, Publishers Weekly, the author biography, some annotations, typically from Baker and Taylor. There's a large cover image. There's a first chapter or an excerpt. So just keep scrolling because there's lots of information and lots of added content. And then below that is lynda.com, which is a business database available to patrons of Hunterdon County Library. It's in conjunction with LinkedIn, and it provides all kinds of skills, training courses if you want to learn to create a web page. There are all kinds of different kind of courses available. Short, some are short, some are, it's guided learning. You'll sign in, and then it will track your progress. Also new to the Hunterdon County Library is Creative Bug, which is actually, it's brought to you by Joanne Fabric, or they produce it. It's your go-to resource for high quality on trends, arts and crafts, instructional videos, drawings, painting, sewing, kit, knitting, crochet, quilting, baking, and more. All classes are taught by experts with new classes added daily. So you just scroll through the landing page to see what's new. You can choose by art form or use inspiration to view the calendar of upcoming releases. And then there's video with the tutorial video. There are toolbars to view the materials, an image gallery of the craft, discussions, comments, a transcript. You can click watch list. So all kinds of things. And it's also accessible from your mobile device. There's an app, and you just enter your library barcode, and you're good to go. And once your account's been created, it will track where you've been and what you've seen, and it will suggest other things for you. So the one I want to talk about a lot today is Canopy, which is on the side. Canopy is the world's, it's called the world's finest cinema, now streaming, pre-streaming movies with your library card. Canopy's got documentaries, a lot of foreign films. It's the kind of thing, I always say it's like going to Montgomery Cinema in Rocky Hill, kind of a lot of independent films. It's got the Criteria Collection. You can browse by subject, independent cinema, world cinema, classic, drama, comedy. There's documentaries. The arts, there's some business skills. There's some great courses. If you're familiar with that series, there are global studies and languages, health, media and communication, science, social science, just all kinds of things. And you never know what you're going to find, because if you watch a film, it will come up almost in an Amazon type of way. You watch this, other people who watched this also watched this. And then on the right-hand side, there's a menu of other things that have similar subjects to what you've watched. But when I looked today at the administrative side, I saw the top five videos that were played by Hunterdon County Library patrons this week, and I thought they're pretty interesting. The first one was The Answer Man, starring Jeff Daniels, Lauren Graham, and a reclusive, world-renowned author learns to embrace life again when he throws out his back and falls for his chiropractor, a beautiful single mom. And that was added in the last couple weeks, so it shows up on the newly added the screen of newly added items. Also, The Librarian. To be a librarian, you must master the Dewey Decimal System, ACE Internet Research, and if you're a new librarian, if you're new librarian, Flynn Carson, played by Noah Wiley, save the world. Wiley, of course, was from ER. He heads a sterling cast and a fun, fantastical, special effects-laden adventure that soars around the world, from the Metropolitan Museum, Metropolitan Library in the U.S. to the Amazon jungle to the Himalayas. Geeky Carson lands a job as a librarian, keeper of such secret treasures as Excalibur and Pandora's Box. And then at the end of last year, a lot of people watched The Man Who Invented Christmas, the story of the magical journey that led the creator of Ebenezer Scrooge, played by Christopher Plummer, Tiny Tim, and other characters from A Classic Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens is played by Dan Stevens, and he mixes real-life inspirations with his vivid imagination to conjure up unforgettable characters and a timeless tale forever changing the holiday season into the celebration as we know it. And it was nominated for Achievement in Visual Effects, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Achievement in Makeup at the Canadian Screen Awards. Another favorite of our patrons is a documentary, and the library has this on DVD. I watched it at the end of last year, and it's especially if you ever spend any time wandering through the antique bookstores of New York City, which are beginning to disappear, had begun to disappear even before the pandemic in the 80s and 90s, and of course there were a former shade of Book Row on 4th Avenue. But this documentary, The Booksellers, delves into the antiquarian booksellers who are part scholar, part detective, part business person. I also think they're keepers of tradition. Their personalities and knowledge are as broad as materials they handle. They play an underappreciated yet essential role in preserving history. The Booksellers takes viewers inside their small but fascinating world, populated by an assortment of obsessive intellects, eccentrics, and dreamers. It was an official selection at the New York Film Festival. And Fran Lebowitz is interviewed in it. And it's just, it's really, if you love books and love roaming around a musty bookstore, I definitely recommend it. And then they added The Bishop's Wife was very popular too. They added it right after New Year's, which is too bad they didn't, because it's set at Christmas time, and this is a movie that Jim Thatch used to always insist that I needed to watch. And as he often did, he chided me for not watching it. An angel in human form enters the life of a bishop in order to help him build a new cathedral and repair his fractured marriage. And I've lost who is starring in it. And I should know. And Jim is shouting it at the radio right now. And it doesn't say. Super. It's from 1947. Oh, Cary Grant, of course. Loretta Young, David Niven, and Monty Woolley. And then it was remade, which is unfortunately not on Canopy yet, as The Preacher's Wife in 1996, starring Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston. And let's see, last week, and Canopy adds about five or six new movies and documentaries, etc. on Thursdays. They do it a little bit later than the show, so I really can't tell you what they're doing this week. But last week is added Charles III, the PBS special that was adapted from the Tony-nominated stage play, The Examination of Contemporary Britain, part political thriller, part family drama. After the Queen's death, Prince Charles finds himself wrestling with his conscience over a bill to sign into law, resulting in a constitutional and political crisis. And that was very well acted. We saw that last week. There's also Tim and Eric's billion-dollar movie. It is from Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. He features cameos from Tim and Eric's awesome show and some of the biggest names in comedy today. There's also Chained for Life, Inside the Rain, The Book of Love, and Grand Piano are also available. And I've lost track which ones are which. Oh, The Grand Piano. Years after a catastrophic performance, a talented pianist crippled by stage fright finds a message written on a score at the beginning of this long-awaited comeback concert. Play one wrong note and you die. And that features Elijah Wood and John Cusack, who I can say with all certainty John Cusack has kissed a nun. So definitely check out Canopy. It's completely free. You can watch up to 8 movies a month with your Hunterdon County Library card. you know, if you've got multiple cards in your family, definitely check it out. There is also a children's video that you can watch. Children's films. The children's films are a little bit different. They don't necessarily go toward your credit. So yes, but start at hclibrary.us, click on the Canopy link, and sign in and take a look. There's also some TV series, a lot of old time westerns, which are always a lot of fun to watch. There's Tate, a western series set in the early Civil War. There's the Hollywood Collection, which is 22 videos, and each one counts as one movie. But you can watch short biographies, about an hour long, of all manners of actors. There's Anthony Quinn, Audrey Hepburn, Burt Lancaster, Cary Grant, Charlton Heston. So definitely. And if you need help accessing these, all are other resources, you can contact Adult Services at 908-788-1434 at the Headquarters Library, or 908-730-6135. So I think what we're going to do is go to our last commercial break a few minutes early, which is a Jim Thatch trick. And when I come back, I do want to talk to you about the Library Reads list, which was just announced for February. So we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Welcome back to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and this is HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Got about 19 minutes left in my show, and then Jim Gonneau will be in at 1 o'clock. He used to follow us directly, but he'll be in to take care of business at 1 o'clock now. So before the break, I said after the commercials, I was going to talk about books, because, of course, that's what I love the most. The Library Reads list has come out for February. It comes out the 15th of every month, typically. You can find it at libraryreads.org. And they're the top 10 books that are going to be published that library staff across the country love. And the top book is The Four Winds, a novel by Kristen Hanna, who is a best-selling author, a perennially best-selling author. Elsa, abandoned by her husband, leaves Texas with her two children to save her young son from dust pneumonia. It's beautifully written historical fiction about a mother's love and strength holding a family together as they leave the Dust Bowl and head west to fulfill dreams of green lands, only to find themselves unwelcome and conditions worse than what they left. And it's for readers who enjoy historical fiction with unforgettable characters and fans such as The Giver of Stars and Chilka's Journey. And that was from Michelle Coleman from the Iredell Public Library in Statesville, North Carolina. Some of the other books on the list, and actually, oddly enough, this month I read a good deal of these books. The Echo Wife by Sarah Gailey. Sarah is a YA novelist, typically. This book, and I usually don't read speculative fiction or kind of sci-fi things, but this one really appealed to me. The man Evelyn and Martine claim as husband is lying dead. And the thing is, Martine is Evelyn's clone. Evelyn created her, and then Martine stole Evelyn's husband. And then Martine becomes pregnant, and clones aren't supposed to become pregnant. She ends up killing Evelyn's husband. But Evelyn can clone people, so maybe it's not such a big problem after all. So this is what happens when a woman can't resist the influence of her upbringing. It's the third book on the list, is Finley Donovan is Killing It, the first, I hope, in a long series by Ellie Casamano. Finley Donovan is mistaken for a hit woman when she's an author. She's having brunch in a local restaurant with her agent, and a desperate housewife hires her to kill her husband. And then it spirals out of control from there, and it's hysterical. If you like Stephanie Plum, you will definitely like Finley Donovan is Killing It. Also for fans of Dorinda Jones. The fourth book on the list is Honey Girl by Morgan Rogers. One of the best parts of this book is friendships. The friends listen to each other and support and love each other. Grace Porter has just finished her PhD in astronomy and goes to Las Vegas to celebrate. She meets a beautiful woman, Yuki, and by the end of the night, they are drunk and getting married. When Grace goes to New York to visit Yuki, they fall in love all over again. And my pal Patty Lang from Pima County Public Library in Tucson, Arizona, wrote that annotation. The next book on the list is The Kindest Lie, Nancy Johnson. And the HarperCollins Library Love Fest gang loves this book. And they do a door-to-door every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 o'clock on their Facebook page. I'm not sure if they have one scheduled for today, but we will have them back on the show. We've had them on the show in the past. But this was one of their favorite novels for February. It's the eve of the 2008 election at a watch party hosted by Ruth and Xavier. Ruth must soon confess a secret. She had a child as a teenager but walked away to begin a new life. When she returns to her hometown, she begins a friendship with a troubled 11-year-old white boy, and their connected paths are brilliantly told and explored through themes of race, money, and finding your way back home. And it's for fans of Tyara Jones and Jacqueline Woodson. The next book on the list is The Kitchen Front, a novel by Jennifer Ryan, and it was annotated by yours truly. This was a really fascinating novel. It's set in Great Britain during World War II. Jennifer Ryan has written The Ladies from the Chilbury Choir, or Chilbury Ladies Choir, another World War II novel set in England, Great Britain. Four women vie for the chance to co-present a BBC radio programming, helping housewives create tasty meals with the war rations. As these women compete against themselves and each other, the contest threatens to tear the community apart unless they can find common ground and a way to work together for the common good. If you love the All Girls Filling Stations, Last Reunion by Fanny Flagg, you will love this book. The next one on the list is Much Ado About You by Samantha Young. Feeling overlooked in her career and her personal life, Shakespeare-loving Evie Starling takes a leap of faith and goes to Northern England to run Much Ado About Books bookshop. There she meets a very sexy farmer who makes her want to break her one and only rule for this trip: no men. The next book on the list was Paris. It's The Paris Library by Janet Skelsleen Charles. It was originally scheduled to be published during summer of 2020. It was a big buzz book at ALA Midwinter last January, but it got pushed to February this year in the hopes that book tours could be given, could happen, but it looks like they're still going to be virtual. The parallel narrative set, one set in World War II Paris and the other in the U.S. in the 1980s. They each feature librarians and bookstore owners. That's all we're going to tell you about it. If you love books and if you're interested in history, definitely read it. It's for fans of Lions of Fifth Avenue by Fiona Davis and Sarah's Key by Tatiana de Rosne. Next book on the list is Susan Mallory, The Vineyard at Painted Moon. Mackenzie is abruptly divorced, loses her job as a winemaker at a prestigious family winery. She hasn't been on her own in years, and now she has all kinds of decisions to make. It's great relationship fiction. And if you love and are interested in learning more about wine, especially in the California area, there's a lot of good information, a lot of interesting information. The last book on the list is The Witch's Heart by Genevieve Gornicek. It weaves the rich story of the witch who taught the magic of prophecy to Odin and Freya, married Loki the trickster, and raised the monsters who would help bring down Asgard's mighty rulers. It's for fans of Circe's and the Mists of Avalon. So that's the library reads list. And at the bottom of the list, there's Hall of Fame readers, Hall of Fame authors who have been on this list several times, and they're pretty much shoo-ins. If they're going to have a new book, you're going to want to read it. And this month, there's First Comes Like, a novel by Alicia Ray, The Nature of Fragile Things by Suzanne Meisner, and Jane Harper's The Survivors, which is a non-series book by Jane Harper. So, yeah, definitely check out libraryreads.org, and as soon as these titles are available in the library catalog, place holds for them, and you can read them. And you can read them for the Adult Winter Reading Club, which is now Snow is Falling, Books Are Calling. You can click hclibrary.us and click on the Adult Winter Reading Club to read all about it. It began December 21st, and it runs through March 20th. And we are once again using Read Squared, an online software provided by the State Library. There's a link there. If you haven't already logged in for the Summer Reading Club, you can create a new login if you did just continue to use that same login. It works off of a bingo card. The difference is this year there's only one version of the card. Be careful when you check off the boxes. Once a box is checked, there's no way to change it. And you can log your titles and authors if you read and want to keep track of them. Individual book logging earns very few points in the Winter Club. The way to earn the big points is to make bingos, which we'll report in the mission area. So definitely log into Read Squared. It's a little bit, the Winter Club is a little bit more laid back than the Summer Reading Club. But the bingo card is neat because it lets you... read different books that you might not normally read, like read a dystopian fiction, read a historical novel. And this is not... Oh, there it is. And there's also a demonstration video on that page that shows you how to use Read Squared. Let's see. And then new this year is... they've got it listed as a spring preschool book club. I'd label it more like midwinter. Because it starts January 25th each Monday. There'll be a weekly theme. There'll be a list of theme-related picture books and a challenge. You read three themed related books, either from a list of your own and or a from the list, or pick ones of your own and or complete the challenge to earn a reward. And you can email Miss Amy at awolsko@hclibrary.us. And you can click I finished a challenge and you can submit it. And there's also, you can send a photo. If you do, please include a note that it's okay for us to post somewhere. You can click I finished a book. You can also use the Read Squared reading app and software for this. And then there's a link to our sign-up event calendar. And Monday the 25th, the preschool book club theme for the week is colors. Read three books related to this theme. There's a link in there to the color book list. Or you can, the challenge of the week is to make or find a rainbow. Use household objects to create a rainbow. And some of the books on this list are Monsters Love Colors, Moe's Stinky Sweater, Five Green and Speckled Frogs, Cat's Color, Small Bunnies, Blue Blanket, It's an Oranged Aardvark, The Blue Balloon, Pete the Cat, I Love My White Shoes, Brown Bear, Brown Bear, What Do You See, Sky Color, Sylvie Green, Mix It Up, Who Eats Orange, Baby Bear Sees Blue, Not Quite, Black and White. So check that out if you're looking for some activities for your children, if they're home and they're inside a lot. Actually, the themes for the week are pretty much spelled out. In February, there's winter, love, pets, cleaning, which might be a good theme. The challenge of the week is not up yet, nor are the book lists, but you can get a theme ahead. So moms, you might want to plan ahead for the week of February 22nd, when cleaning is the theme. It could be an activity. And then in March, we're going to have ABC, 1, 2, 3, farms, transportation, birthdays, rabbits, books, and then spring, all the way through April 12th. And if you ever attended themed story times at the library, these are good, sort of good substitutes. You'd come to the library and the librarian would do a theme for the day. And then there'd be a little craft. So these are kind of reminiscent of those things, if you're missing them. Something else we have is acts of kindness. Miss Donna has created these. They're a youth services acts of kindness, a community service program. And it's a make and take craft. Right now, this month is Get Well Cards. And on our YouTube channel, there's pictures of Miss Donna's demonstrating the craft. And then you bring your craft to the library completed, and she makes sure that they get distributed to various agencies. I know a lot of them have gone to the the food pantry, and they're much appreciated. On the children's website, there are some pictures of some of the previous acts of kindness crafts that have been made. There were some cards for the frontline workers, some little posy vases made with like toilet paper rolls, actually wrapped up in brightly colored tissue paper, and then tissue paper roses were made. So those are just nice little crafts to spend some time with. There's also Handpicked Just for You. HCLibrary.us, click on Kids, and you can request a book kit to fill your child's needs. You put in their subjects, what type of books you'd like, if there's any themes where you'd like to pick them up at headquarters on Route 12 or North County Branch in Clinton, the age of your child, the type of books, picture books, easy readers, juvenile fiction, etc. It's got some different themes for picture books. It also says surprise me. Easy reader, the different levels, juvenile fiction books, young adult, nonfiction topics, any additional information you want to include. Like, I really liked a certain series or a thing. Like, I've read enough books about cats. Please, no more books about cats. And you send it in, and a librarian will pick some books just for you, and maybe you'll get some surprises. So it looks like it is about 11:58, and that's it for me. Like I said, Jim Gonneau will be in a little around 1 o'clock for his show, Taking Care of Business. So in the meantime, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The transfer of power is complete. President Biden is the 46th commander-in-chief.
But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We are good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far, but we still have far to go.
Thousands of Southern California Edison customers are without power this week as a precaution due to 80-mile-an-hour winds and red flag conditions. The largest outages were in Ventura County. More than 7,000 in Thousand Oaks and 2,000 in Simi Valley had their power shut off as a precaution. Power outages also hit customers in Los Angeles, Laguna Woods, Anaheim, Moreno Valley, San Bernardino, Riverside, and Menifee in the Inland Empire. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We don't want Biden. We want revenge. That was Antifa's message as violence and destruction erupts in Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington Wednesday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
Demonstrations in Portland, Oregon Wednesday turned violent as crowds attacked the headquarters of the Oregon Democratic Party and an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. A group of around 150 people marched to the party's headquarters Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, lighting dumpsters on fire, and leaving graffiti. 8 people were arrested and faced charges ranging from disorderly conduct to rioting. Federal law law enforcement later used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse a crowd throwing rocks and eggs and vandalizing the ICE building Wednesday night after an unlawful assembly had been declared. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, gave a surprising defense of GOP Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, on Tuesday. The Democrat spoke to reporters and said she supports Hawley's and Cruz's objections to the electoral vote count earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A part of the amazing quarterback class of 2004 in the National Football League, former North Carolina State, Chargers, and Colts quarterback Philip Rivers is retiring from football.
Whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here.